Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan hanging out as well. Bo Morgan will be back next week. I do have an apology to issue.
Oh, it's okay. I don't know what you're going to apologize to me for, but it's okay.
I already forgive you, Allie.
Thank you. Because today's October 2nd, and I like to remind everyone on the first, hey, pay your rent, pay your mortgage. So if you're late on that, it's my fault. I apologize.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I'm sure there's
you
not
know
a
what?
Late fee
now that
yet.
I think about it, you can pay my late fee.
I doubt there is one.
I know for our apartment complex, it's the one I live in, you have until the 3rd. I feel like that's probably pretty standard, I would
third
think.
3rd or 4th, I would say.
Yeah.
I don't. Well, and we had this conversation a couple of months ago. I pay my mortgage every 2 weeks now.
Oh, yeah.
And that's been – it's just – it's been interesting to get used to, but yeah. I'm here, kind of. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're still new with this mortgage game, so we're not going to take that route quite yet. But yeah.
It's a weird thing. You got to line up your bills with your pay structure and everything else, but it's worked out fine. It's worked out fine.
Very nice. Well, go ahead. Pay your rent. Pay your mortgage. Take care of it because it is October 2nd.
It's spooky season.
It is spooky season. Yeah. It's very exciting. And Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays. With the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus, watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So the San Francisco 49ers offense, they're going to be even more shorthanded than they originally were when they take on the Rams tonight. They have ruled out quarterback Brock Purdy and receivers Juwan Jennings and Ricky Pearsall and Jordan Watkins. I mean, they're down.
Yes.
They're always injured.
Down big. Not to mention my fantasy team has Brock Purdy and Ricky Pearsall. So I'm down big as well as I head into this weekend. Yeah, brutal.
That's tough, bro.
Brutal right there at the same time. No, I mean, I think it's going to be good. And look, the Rams, you know, for everything I think that Mac Jones is and can be for the 49ers, I think he's proven that he can kind of operate that offense at a higher level. I think that when you look at this and you look at the decision not to play Brock Purdy on a short week, I think that after watching Brock Purdy play last week, where he had multiple turnovers, you know, interception, fumble, all the other stuff, I think that Kyle Shanahan's looking at it going, I'd rather have 100% Mac Jones than a 90% Brock Purdy. You know what I mean? He's going, it's not – like I think most teams in the NFL, when you look at a quarterback that's kind of dinged up, maybe it's a sore shoulder, they're like, hey, can you go? We really need you in this situation. I think Kyle Shanahan's like, we're good. Like, hey, man, just go ahead and take the week. You know what I mean? Just go ahead and, hey, just sit this one out. We'll be fine. The Rams are really good, though, and that's the underlying conversation here. This is not going down and playing the Saints like Mac Jones did. The Rams, one of the most explosive offenses when you look at yards per play in the NFL, everything that they're doing with Puka Nacua and Davante Adams, Matt Stafford, and everybody else that's you know kind of involved in that offense has been really, really good. So that's not going to be quite the same task when it comes to facing off with this team with Mac Jones.
Yeah, when you're missing your starting quarterback, your top three receivers – along with your receiving tight end, who can also is a very good blocker as well, and your best defensive player, that's tough. But I'll say this, Mac Jones, if he plays up to level that, we've seen him play up before with New England, and we know Kyle Shanahan is a bit of a quarterback whisperer.
Yeah.
If he can play up to the level that we've seen him play at before, with Christian McCaffrey and still some okay-ish weapons, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Sky Moore, DeMarcus Robinson and company, they can still compete, but it's going to be a very tough test against a very good Rams team. And it's also important because even though it's early, this is a game in the NFC West that are 2-3-1 teams that are trying to see if they can separate themselves. So it's a big game, but 49ers can bounce back from it.
I had to drop this stat because this popped up earlier when I was talking about this game. How about this one? As much as we think about Christian McCaffrey and Kyle Shanahan, 49ers are the only team in the NFL that have not scored a rushing touchdown this year.
Huh.
Wow.
The only team in the NFL that have not scored a rushing touchdown this year. So it's pretty crazy to look at it from that angle when you think about what that team is with their offensive line and everything they've been able to do through the years with that running game. Crazy.
So Shedeur Sanders had quite a reaction to Dylan Gabriel replacing Joe Flacco as QB for the Browns. Dylan, you want to hit the audio for Shedeur here? I'm just kidding, because there is no audio.
I was going to say, what audio?
I looked. I was like, wait, no.
No. If you watch this video.
He went towards the computer like, wait, what?
Yeah, no, I know. I totally scared you. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
But if you watch this video, Shedeur Sanders, the media is asking him questions, and he is miming talking back, miming responses. What is he doing?
I don't know. I don't know, man. And look, Shedeur, I've had so many different reactions to so many things he does. It would do it an injustice to say I like or dislike Shedeur. I like Shedeur depending on what day it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just one of those things where there's so much nuance to the personality that is Shedeur Sanders. And I kind of vibe with him in one aspect where he hates the way the media talks about him, and he's kind of grown up that way when understanding how the media talks about his dad in certain instances. Now, I have disliked his dad at times and thought it was warranted, and other times I'm like, why are we hammering Deion so much? It's the same way I feel about Shedeur. Like, he's kind of grown up in the crosshairs of the media in so many different ways that I look at it and I'm like, yeah, I don't blame you for, like, wanting to mess with them in one way. But also, very professional setting. It's the NFL. Like, you got to grow up at some point, dude. And, like, for somebody that's vying for a spot, if I'm, like, all the way with the upper management in Cleveland and the head coach and all the way down, I'm not thinking, man, I can't wait till this guy's the starting quarterback. Like, it's a bad look.
Exactly. And that's the thing for me. As a player, I am rooting for Shedeur. I like Shedeur, and I want to see Shedeur have success. But this right here just doesn't sit right with me. It's just like, dude, come on. Like, pantomiming? Really? What are we doing? It's just like, like you said, at some point you got to grow up. You got to handle yourself with a certain amount of professionalism. I get it. You're trying to get your get back at the media, and you haven't had the best relationship with the media growing up, to your point, Mike. And so I understand in a way why he did this, but it's like, still, bro, you can't do this, man.
Come on, man.
It was shocking. It was shocking. All right.
It was.
Washington.
Shocking's a good word.
It was shocking.
Shocking, and he was very much trolling.
Yeah. Yes, that's a good point. For sure. The Washington Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels has been medically cleared to return. He could play against the Chargers on Sunday.
Yeah, I brought up earlier, we're going to be talking about PFF grades a couple of times today. I'm going to talk about it a little bit during Mic'd Up as well. Marcus Mariota, shockingly, I don't know if anybody understands this. If you just pull up PFF quarterback grades, the best grade in the NFL right now is Marcus Mariota, which blows my mind, because I thought he did some good things. I thought he threw, some balls that I don't know if he was on the same page as the quarterback. And that's one of the things about PFF grades. You never know what they're being coached to do. You never know what the scheme is. And when you look at him from so many different angles, it's like, it's not great. This is great. This is good. He's only made a couple of starts. That's fine. Or he's only played in a couple of games with the start. That's fine. But I don't think there's anybody involved in Washington that's like, oh, man, Marcus Mariota's hitting the bench. We got to ride with Jaden Daniels again. He's so good, and he's so dynamic in the things that he's asked to do inside this offense. He changes everything about the Washington Commanders franchise, so I'm sure they're happy to have him back.
Mm-hmm. And the Baltimore Ravens aren't saying quite yet whether Lamar Jackson has a chance to play in Sunday's game against the Texans, but yesterday he did not practice because of a hamstring injury.
Yeah, and that hamstring, a lot of people wondering if he kind of pulled himself out because of the score and everything else. I'm going to have to believe Lamar Jackson until he proves me wrong, and if Lamar Jackson can go, I think he's going to go. Houston, I will say this about D'Amico Ryans in Houston, man. He ain't afraid to make moves. They traded Cam Robinson this weekend. Remember, they traded Laremy Tunsil last year. And
got rid of CJ GJ, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
Yes. And he's like, D'Amico is just straight up like, nah, we ain't playing that game, dog. Like, you ain't going to come in here and not do things the right way. So I kind of love it. And I think there's a big opportunity for Lamar Jackson and Baltimore to kind of, get their season back on track.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If I had to guess, though, right now, if I was a betting man, I would say Lamar Jackson isn't playing. And I have obviously no inside information, but when I read that John Harbaugh, after he's asked if Lamar is considered day-to-day, and he's like, how about I just don't say anything? That's what I would do. Why don't we just leave it alone? Like, that kind of prickly answer, it seems like he's annoyed with the situation.
Yeah.
And he maybe kind of already knows that Lamar probably on the side of not playing. So if I had to guess, I would say Lamar probably ain't playing this week.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think I'd be kind of surprised as well.
We'll see what happens. Coming up, New Orleans, we'll get that CFP title game, and we've got him mic'd up.
Got him mic'd up. Couple conversations to have. I want to talk about the weekend coming up with Diego Pavia. I'll be in Tuscaloosa. And also, Steve Spagnuolo sounds off about PFF grades. I'm going to tell you why he is spot on the other side.
That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not, outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.